Oh, Martha, Martha, you are distracted by so many things. You're fussing far too much. You're getting yourself worked up about nothing. One thing only is essential, and Mary has chosen it. It's the main course, and it won't be taken from her. I've held this story from the gospel in my heart and mind every day this week, and every day it has taken me somewhere different. This is the power of a good story, and also the way of a wandering mind in the midst of a time of great summer heat. So what is important in the gospel to say this weekend to all of us who are hot, distracted, bothered, and hurried, perhaps longing to sleep? We are given a brief story of two sisters who model the life of faith, together and individually. Very simply and succinctly, the story gives us a template of what living in faith is like. Since it's short, it's easy to remember. It's a story we can carry with us in order to keep on track with what it means to live the life in Christ. What is essential? Asked Jesus. What is essential, he says to Mary and Martha, and what is essential is that Jesus is in the room, that God's wisdom, the living word, has come to dwell, to rest, to be at home with them. God, the creator of all life, has something to say to us, something to rest in, God gives us, something to aspire to. For when God comes, we are spoken to in our souls, our essence. And that it is essential in Christian life to listen to Jesus, to make room, to make time in our lives for Jesus. For he is not trying to sell us something or make us do something or be something that we're not in order to fit in or be acceptable. Jesus is speaking to us as children of God, flawed, broken, at offering us the gift of love that makes us beloved, inviting us to see and live in a way that we wouldn't make up on our own. There's a sense that all is well when Jesus is in the room. It's not that the details don't matter. What we do, the roles we play, the things that need to be taken care of, all of these things matter. When we know Jesus is in the room, they matter, but they are not essential. He reminds us that all will pass away, turn to dust, as will we. But God's love is the before and after. Ultimately and essentially, God's got this. God holds this in grace. Also, when Jesus speaks and lives, the grace of God It turns our lives upside down. Because Jesus lives a God who loves the unworthy, who brings the outsider in, who welcomes the stranger. Jesus, God's wisdom, speaks and lives as a God who reconciles all people in forgiveness, a God who finds a way and a place for all. We are invited when Jesus speaks, when Jesus dwells with us, to make room for others, to see them essentially as we are seen, as children of God. And that changes everything. Jesus challenges our small worlds, and his presence in this challenge assures us all will be well. All will be well. But of course, in our situation as humans, once God tells us that all will be well, we immediately think, "Don't worry, God, we can take it from here. We've got to get food on the table, turn the lights on, bring home the bacon." We immediately go to the urgent, the immediate hole to fill: hunger, loneliness, shelter, security. God doesn't seem to know or understand anything about the details. Somebody has to put a pot roast in the oven, or nobody gets fed. And this is the power of our gospel story today, that Mary and Martha can't seem to get this tension resolved, and neither can we. Often in history, Mary and Martha have been pitted against each other. Yet truly, the text and Jesus holds them together always, expressing the tension that never goes away in the life of faith. For living in faith is both reflecting and acting, both listening and serving, both praying and loving. It is both heart and head, hands and feet. To know and trust and rest that Jesus is in the room, and to live in welcome and hospitality. The one thing that comes out in this text the strongest, the one word I would say for living in faith, if we would only take one word with us, it would be that word hospitality, to welcome. Mary and Martha welcome Jesus in their own ways. They provide this model of discipleship as they welcome Jesus and his disciples into their home. They welcome this Holy One into their lives. And in so doing, they are welcomed by Jesus to a life of discipleship. They are welcomed into a life of servant love, a life that truly is life. We hear in the story today the invitation of Abraham and Sarah, an ancient story, well loved, In the heat of the day, they welcome three guests and make great effort to host them, taking great care in the details. They welcome these guests, and only later do they discover that these are God's messengers who bring a promise of life. The surprise of hospitality is that one welcomes people and God comes along. Also, in the reverse, when one welcomes God into one's life, people come along. Service and prayer are all part of hospitality. They work together as a whole. Jesus wants Martha to serve in the spirit of welcome that Mary has received by listening to him. Listen to Jesus, and we're invited to be who we are and to be known in love. And this transforms our serving. So enough to say on a hot day, but one more thing. I don't want us to miss in this gospel the joy of God's regard, God's presence in the room. Let's not miss the delight in this story, for it's one of the few in Scripture where women are the central characters. Let's not miss the power of this, that this story is enough to live with and to guide us in the life of Christ. For it speaks to the ones who have no choices but to do the dirty work. It was women's job to take care of the basic needs of life. This was a job that was not chosen, but a demand. Mary and Martha were not free as the other disciples to travel from house to house or to enter the synagogue and discuss the scripture. They were confined to the home as their realm. They are not free to decide if they will take care of guests. This is their obligation. But hear this. Jesus comes to them, values them, depends on them, and is their guest who hosts the possibility of a life beloved by God. Jesus comes bearing gifts to places and people where choices are few. What joy it is that the Spirit's gifts are freely given and received, even in the confines of lives that are not of our choosing. And for those of us who seemingly have all the choices in the world, what joy it is to be chosen, to welcome life abundant in Jesus, who walks in wisdom, service, unconditional love, and freedom. We are distracted by so many things, but one thing is essential. On this turning point day in the life of this congregation, may we welcome Jesus. Make room lots of room for Jesus in our lives and welcome people as well. Thanks be to God.